But we want to use a lot of other sort of bits and pieces that are important there too. So the EFI stub is, of course, part of the UKI. In certain cases, we might want to have a menu. So we want something that maybe looks familiar, like the Grub menu. So we're using the Grub EMU right now. You need some kind of init RAM of FES generator in order to, so far, that's how we are making the UKIs. And then, of course, FE variables. And it's definitely one of the things that we're using. And that all of these things together and more that I'll talk about form Nimble. And that's just the really, really basic idea. For people who aren't familiar with what a unified kernel image is, it's this way to sort of put the kernel and the kernel command line and the init ramfs and the FE stub and to just have one image which can be signed and which sort of gets rid of some of the security holes that we have currently. And it's, you have a whole package that can be, yes, as I said, signed for secure boot and which can be measured. Currently in Nimble, we have two different schemes. So we can build the unified kernel image either as like a switch root image, which is the case that you see here. So basically, Nimble would be built with the final kernel that you want to boot, and you would basically just start from UEFI. As I mentioned, we're keeping secure boot, so we would still have a shim. And then you would just sort of, you would just boot your kernel, basically, your unified kernel image, and you would be in user space. Alternately, to sort of have the choice to choose another kernel if you want to, we have a kexec version that this is already built into the UKI, is that you would have the grub, you would start booting in the same way. You start from EFI, you have the shim, and then you would boot, but it wouldn't be necessarily the final kernel that you want to boot into. So then you could have a menu that would look like grub. And could later, of course, then change if we want to, and then you could choose a different kernel from this menu, and then the rest would sort of proceed as before. So one question, of course, that we get is like, why are you doing this? There are so many bootloaders out there. For those of you that were here, Daniel was talking about Grub. Everybody knows about Grub, but there are also other bootloaders out there. So why are we doing this? And so, when you have another bootloader, when you have, it's more code that you have to maintain. And so one thing that always happens is that, new functionality goes into the kernel, for example, and then that has to be ported into Grub, or it has to be ported into whatever bootloader. So in this case, your bootloader is your kernel, so you deliver features quickly. And there's much less maintenance burden because you don't have to do this again. You don't have to worry if you're introducing further vulnerabilities with your fixes. We think that this will really increase security and security scrutiny. There are a lot of people working on the Linux kernel, a lot of people, as you all know, I'm sure. There aren't that many people working on bootloaders, and so. More eyes and again, just a single set of code is going to make things more secure. We think it might decrease boot time. It could be faster, especially in the switch root case. It can be a faster boot. So that's always nice. And yes, we would like to replace Grub. For those of you who are here, Daniel gave a great talk just recently about just a few talks ago about all the new features that are going into Grub, and it's awesome. Grub is great. A lot of us use Grub, and it's